Proclamation number 6866 of 5th of July, 1957. Recognizing and acknowledging a creator power. The human being is mostly unaware of the purpose and aim of his earthly existence, for as soon as he does not sincerely believe what he has been taught about it, these teachings are also irrelevant to him. And therefore he will only ever follow earthly events on his own fateful course of life and be more or less satisfied with it, yet only ever with regard to earthly effects on his own state or situation in life. And only one question will ever remain for that person, which he will not be able to answer for himself. Then he will also walk along in a state of inner indifference or inner resentment, but he will never find full satisfaction in his earthly existence, which seems pointless to him. A veil hangs before his eyes. If he can lift this veil, he will see a radiant terrain which appeals to him and frees him from his indifference towards earthly life. For now he recognizes his aim and strives towards it. But it is difficult to open the eyes of those people so that they can behold something hitherto unknown to them. But a person will never again be able to close his eyes once he has glimpsed an area where there is light and warmth, where he was made happy by knowledge, where hitherto unanswered questions answered themselves, where the truth shines towards him and gives him complete enlightenment and satisfaction. And therefore no man should think himself knowledgeable who does not feel inner peace and inner happiness, for he has not yet looked into that radiant terrain. Before his eyes is still the veil which darkens everything, which covers everything, although earthly knowledge fills the human being but which never gives the feeling of the inner contentment because it is transient. Only the right direction clarifies man's thinking. And the right direction consists in wanting to fathom those areas which remain closed to the intellectual researcher. But they can be opened up. And that is what people doubt. That it is possible to get behind the secrets of the eternal creative spirit, that this creative spirit himself is willing to reveal them to the one who seriously desires enlightenment. He who seeks and finds fullest satisfaction in the world does not desire to know what is hidden from him. But anyone who is left unsatisfied by the world should turn his attention to unsolved problems. He should think further. Earthly knowledge alone should not satisfy him. He should look for a connection between himself as a created being and the eternal creator spirit, no matter how he imagines it. He should also recognize and admit this connection because he himself is powerless in the face of fate. And he should also consciously seek to enter into contact with the creative spirit of eternity. With the power which he can recognize above himself and thus should also acknowledge. Then he will already enter an area which was previously unknown to him. For the power will reveal itself to him. Whether you humans want to believe it or not, you have the possibility to cause this supreme power to reveal itself only through your will alone. You can desire and also receive an immeasurable amount from it, for it does not deny itself to you because you are its creatures and even if standing in isolation, are and remain indissolubly connected with it. The concept of God does not yet need to be completely clarified for you if only you bow to the omnipotent creator power, whom you cannot deny. And your thoughts will now go completely different ways. Waves of thoughts will be received without resistance, which will circle around you and give you ever new enlightenment because they flow towards you from the power to which you bow, with which you desire to be connected. You will not remain without an answer if you ask questions in this contact. Yet you must sharpen your spiritual ear in order to hear the subtle voice which answers you. I.e., you must now wait in truly serious desire for the thoughts which now come to you, for these are the expressions of that omnipotent power which wants to reveal itself to the earnestly desiring person. No thinking person will be able to deny this power, no matter what he calls it. But it exists, and man himself is its product. A being which is capable of thinking and has a will of its own. And thus the creative spirit must also be granted thinking ability and will, the characteristics of an entity in highest perfection. Only this realization should suffice to entrust oneself to this power, to request information from it about the meaning and purpose of earthly life and to express to it the willingness to strive towards the actual aim. And then the human being, recognizing his own weakness and shortcomings, will also appeal to this power for support, for strength and light to be able to successfully cover the path of life. And his request will not be in vain. Amen.